Hogheads, how are you today? Glad to hear it. Me? Well, I'm a bit annoyed. What's annoying me? Well, it's the sad state of mainstream music today. I walk into a store, I hear songs that I cannot distinguish, not because of the lousy PA system in the store, but because one song sounds the same as another, as if produced by some cookie-cutter process designed to drill a certain tone or mood into people's brains. Not only is it constant, but it's baseless music. It's all drivel and fluff. Well, I'm happy to say that's something you'll not hear on either KPTZ 91.9 FM or Progzilla Radio. And tonight we're going to wage war on drivel and fluff by playing some great non-mainstream music, including Going on a 39-Minute Journey. Are you intrigued? Well, let's get started with something that's definitely not found in the mainstream. This is Panzer Papa with Spodum on the Progressive Track Show. was the Norwegian band Panzerpappa from their most recent and what I think is their most accessible album called Pestrotodons, and you just heard Spodum. That may be relatively accessible, but it's certainly not something you'd hear in the shopping centers in any country. I'm going to give that album a couple more spins in coming weeks because it's a great one. And lastly, I can't forget to thank Panzerpappa's drummer, Trond, for providing me that excellent music. But now I need to move on to something that's equally out of the ordinary, especially when you compare it to mainstream music these days. This is John Davis and his band, Zhong Yu. They're a local Seattle band I mentioned a couple weeks ago and played right before I joined Progzilla Radio. John spent some years living in China and as a result came up with the idea of marrying Chinese sounds with progressive rock. So enjoy the splendid, non-mainstream sounds of Zhong Yu as they play All the Food Comes from China. I want to hear that when I walk into a store one day. I doubt I will, but I definitely heard that on my own personal stereo quite a bit in recent weeks. That was Chapman Stick and Guzheng master John Davis, and Seattle's own Zhang Yu with All the Food Comes from China from their self-titled debut release that's available through Moon June Records. So now we're going to go on that journey I spoke of earlier. It's a 39.5-minute long song in 10 parts. I'll interrupt it for the required station IDs, but basically play it in its entirety. This is the absolute best song I could think of to describe the struggle between good and evil, between creativity and banality, between prog and pop. This is Steve Unruh and his band Resistor with the musical journey that is The Land of No Groove.
This is the tale of the land of no groove, where music got stuck in a rut. And four daring travelers desperate to prove an inkling that gilded their gut. That somewhere beyond all the drivel and fluff, blasting from megaphones high, there might be a land filled with spiffier stuff. It could be fiction, but they had to try. And Robbie and Steve, they packed up their drums on a cart. With guitars on their backs and their hearts on their sleeves, it was off to the lost land of art.
way away from the din. Like some ancient caravan crew. Tired by nightfall, they stopped at an inn. But little did they have a clue. The inn had a megaphone. The lobby where they had to dwell. Widely rebroadcasting drivel and fluff. Expanding the boundaries of hell. Maybe the lost land was found. When gradually, behind the peak, arising with each step, they spied an ugly metal spire. Boosting the signal, ubiquitous drivel had scaled these heights and was bringing them right back down. We'll be right back. only I had a hacksaw. No lost land of art, just the backside of a mountain.
Light up a candle, then blow
You are listening to Progressive Tracks with Mike on either KPTZ 91.9 FM in Port Townsend or on Progzilla Radio at progzilla.com. Either way, you're far from the mainstream, and that's a good thing. Let's continue with the rest of Resistor's The Land of No Groove, shall we?
But the sun rose again the next day. And you can't keep a desperate dream at bay. They tore their tent into a sail as persistent winds prevailed. Their cart they converted to a rickety raft. Rob had once sailed the sea, and none of the other three. But that was okay. They set sail anyway. Floated aimlessly on eerie, calm waters. Francis couldn't shake the feeling that something dangerous in the deep was stirring.
Yeah.
Terrified, Robbie and Steve froze in the creature's massive shadow. But Barry was trained in Eastern meditation, and combined with the adrenaline, he experienced an odd clarity of focus. He assembled his drum kit and prepared to chase away the beast by unleashing a frenzied flurry of drum fills.
Barry versus the sea monster!
Said,
"Hey, your drummer's pretty good. Grab onto my tail and I'll pull you to a secret island with a bunch of cool musicians you can jam with."
Thank you.
were stunning. As the red sun went down, darkness fell on the isle.
Finally feeling
stepped ashore, waving goodbye to Simon. He was off to the sea, they to lead a revolution.
Nothing mainstream about a 39-minute song now, is there? So, now we've fought the drivel and fluff of today's mainstream music with that extended track from Resistor called The Land of No Groove from their album called Rise. I'm feeling a lot better than I did at the beginning of the show. How about you? Good. Mission accomplished. You are listening to the Progressive Track Show on KPTZ 91.9 FM, Port Townsend, Washington. And
this is Progzilla Radio, the UK's first dedicated progressive rock music radio network.
Now that we're all feeling a bit better, I'm going to embrace the mainstream, just a bit, with a new release from Jim Godfrey and his band Frost. They've just released their third album, the first in 8 years. It's called Falling Satellites, and it's wonderful. I'm going to play a track that many people, including DJs, have shied away from because it's a bit too mainstream with regard to a certain genre many don't like. But you're going to hear it because I think it's one of the most unique and interesting tracks on this progressive rock album. This is Tower Block from Frost.
Knocking down my tower block, the place where I grew up. When the walls start falling, I'm gonna be ready. My stately home, cold fingers written from the land.
Yes, that had a heavy dubstep influence, didn't it? But I like it because it's a mix of prog and dubstep, which makes it interesting. That was Tower Block from the new Frost album called Falling Satellites. Good on Frost for taking risks with their music and their fans. Always push that envelope. So sadly, we're out of time once again. I've had a lot of fun tonight introducing you to some new music and playing a mega tune, taking shots at what most others listen to without thought. So go forth and play music that moves you, not what others think you should listen to. And I'll be back this same time next week to offer you more alternatives to the drivel and fluff of the mainstream. For KPTZ 91.9 FM and Progzilla Radio, this is Mike, urging you as always to prog on. Have a fun week, everyone.